Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. It is 22 May. It is Friday, 2015. This is Memorial Day weekend, if you didn't know it. Monday is Memorial Day, so I thank you all for joining us today. Getting a little boost here before the weekend. We'll have a little bit lighter show, I think, today. Josh is with me in the studio, and perhaps he will provide that. Thank you, Josh, for joining us.
No pressure.
It's up to you.
Yeah. Give us world some crashing down. Josh, make it light for us.
Yeah. Make it sound good, Josh. Yeah, we're going to be talking about ISIS. No, that's what television's talking about. It's all about ISIS. You know, it's so interesting. ISIS has now gone into the second story. Instead of the third story, they're now the second story. So it's like every other story is now ISIS. And then every other story is the D.C. murder, if you're not familiar with that. A man and his family were murdered, his wife and his 10-year-old son. And it appears now that they have caught the guy. It appears. I don't know, allegedly. But that story is also big time because he was very wealthy, just a few blocks from the vice president's house.
Really? Wow.
And so it's a story that's getting a lot of attention. The other story that's getting a lot of attention is the biker story in Texas. And I have to say, I still have a lot of things that don't make sense in that story that I want to talk about in the second hour today. So in the second hour, we will take phone calls on the biker situation out of Waco. I was going to do that yesterday, but Gary Null did a most impressive program for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Man, I had a lady say that was the best radio show on talk radio she's ever heard.
Wow. That's impressive.
I wonder if it's because I let him talk.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything. I wonder if that's it. I wonder if that could have... Oh, anyway, Dr. Gary Null, amazing show yesterday. If you didn't hear it, try and catch the replay. Wow, what an individual he is.
Mm-hmm.
And the retreat is coming along quite well. Noel sent out all the information to all of the Power Hour listeners yesterday, so everybody should have theirs. And if you don't, by noon today, then give us a call at the Power Mall. In the news, well, one thing that I'm going to talk about are some seeds that you should eat. That's true. Some seeds that you should eat. You know, a lot of times they say, don't eat the seeds. Well, there are some seeds that can give you a lot of benefits from eating these seven fruit seeds. Not vegetable, but fruit seeds. So we'll talk about that. And that, to me, is one of the most interesting things in the whole news. Because I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's good to know.
And Israel is punishing the poor now. Are you ready for this? If you don't vaccinate, you don't get child support.
Wow.
It's coming, and that's the goal, and there's not going to be any kind of a waiver for vaccines, it appears.
Unbelievable.
Everybody will get them. It's just one of those, you know, give them to all, let God sort it out, and see what happens. It's pretty sad.
That is awful.
It is. It really is. And now we're told that ISIS controls 50% of Syria. Now, does anyone actually believe that that is possible?
I don't know.
I know. And you ask a very good question this morning. We're going to talk about with the goal of ISIS, the purpose of ISIS, how they came to be. It doesn't make any sense the way the United States is touting the fact that, oh, they're so strong. They're so strong. They're bigger than us. We can't do anything about it. We're just like poor little United States military and this big, bad ISIS group. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. I don't like the way they're running this story. And now China offers to build the first high-speed rail link to Russia.
Wow.
They're getting in bed together. They are truly.
I think they probably already are.
You think they are now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're just kissing now, right?
We just don't know, you know, mm-hmm. to what extent yet.
I think it's going to happen. I think there's going to be the United States going, oops, we have to go to war with China. It's being built up every day on TV.
That's crazy.
We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
With the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, unlike the federal government. They're playing a game on TV, Josh, if you have not heard, and I hope you haven't, but don't waste your time listening to the debate over the Patriot Act and why we really need the Patriot Act. Just ask John McCain and his group, and just ask Fox News and their group, except for the judge.
The judge?
Napolitano. Who says, what are you talking about? This is the most criminal thing they can do to us.
Right.
And they're saying, well, so you have a problem with that?
Is the renewal coming up? Is that why
there's
a debate?
Well, it's not renewal. It's they're going to vote. Yeah, they're going to vote it in again. And it looks like it's going to pass. There's one section of it that's a little bit suspect. Well, I mean,
just one.
Yeah, there's one. Well, it's all bad. It's
right.
All bad. But then they make out, I don't care if it's CNN or Fox, the people who don't like the Patriot Act to being, well, you just want to be a terrorist, don't you?
Well, it's in the, you know, it has such a good name.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the Patriot
I mean, what
Act.
Could be wrong with the Patriot Act?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to the international news first. ISIS, and more ISIS, like I said the other day. It's just amazing. Now, let's go back to the history of this, because ISIS came about in, you know, it's disputed when they came about because there's a few different stories out there. But somewhere around 2010, 2011, ISIS came up. And I even heard Jeb Bush saying, well, ISIS didn't exist when my brother was president. And I'm thinking, you know, this chaos in the Middle East has existed for hundreds of years. It has. But then the United States has kind of pushed it over the top.
Absolutely.
You know, by going to war with Iraq twice, killing leaders over there, and now saying that Assad must go.
Right.
They've been saying that for a while, but yesterday it was plain and clear. Assad must go. And ISIS has now controlled over half of Syria, so therefore we have to get rid of Assad or ISIS is not going to be happy or whatever. ISIS is going to even get stronger, which none of this makes any sense, but it's supposed to make sense to you because they're telling you.
I mean, but...
and so we say, where did they come from?
Right. I mean, I don't know. You tell me. Inform me. Well, what I was saying.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying that, you know, if some foreign country or a group of foreign countries were messing with us the way that we've messed with the Middle East and those countries, that there may be a group of people who band together to try and fight it, is what I was saying.
You're darn straight you
right.
would.
I would hope that would be the case.
Now, know. Is that what is happening over there? Are these people just rising up and saying, we've had it? We're tired of being bombed into oblivion.
I'm not saying that it's completely 100% organic, you know, because we are supplying weapons to them, which screams of our involvement with them. And so whether or not their you know, origin is from us, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks like most likely.
But we know their funding is. We know the funding is.
Right, but that doesn't mean to me that there's not, you know, like I said, an organic, you know, movement from the people to
right.
join into this.
Okay, and here's the other thing that I would add into the mix of all of this, is that it may be, like the term organic movement in this, that they're just rising up saying, I've had it, we're done,
right.
you know, we're going to fight back. And then all these ragtag people come along and go, yeah, me too. And then you've got the U.S. government with all their ragtag mercenaries that are in there to try and be the quote-unquote, you know, advisors.
Right.
And they are really there to create problems and make sure enough, you know, roadside bombs get used and suicide bombers and things like that. And then it just becomes this melee, this mess.
Right.
And the United States stands back now and says, oh, wow, it's so bad. We don't want to get involved. And then the GOP comes forward and says, oh, yes, we want to send 10,000 troops over there. And then they say, well, maybe that's a good idea. And then McCain says, we have to send 10,000 troops or else we're going to be losing the whole Middle East.
Right.
And then they continue to discuss this over and over again as they're doing it on CNN and Fox. Just, it's every other story now is ISIS. Now, really, are you serious? CNN now is just an ISIS, a pro ISIS chaos network.
It's just so, I have such mixed feelings about it because I can totally see this, happening and the atrocities that are taking place. It gets to the point where I honestly don't care how it started anymore. I just want the the awfulness to end.
Yeah.
You know, it gets to that point where it's like, I understand that we are hugely involved. But I just feel for the people who are having to suffer through this so much that that becomes less important to me. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but see, you're using your head, though. They are using their pocketbook to determine what they do and greed. And so, like Ima said the other day, I think I might vote for Hillary because all I want her to do is not worry about Benghazi and not worry about all this stuff and not worry about emails. I just want her to go kill ISIS. I mean, kill, ladies and gentlemen.
How do these people get such influence over so many people? You know, people that have opinions like that. It just, you know, the world is topsy-turvy, you know.
Because the people have given it to them, but listen to them. By the way, Imus is going off, I believe, on the 29th. He's not going to be on the air anymore.
Well, good.
He's like 70-some years old. But it's the idea of just kill, kill, kill. That's the answer.
Yeah.
No, it's not the answer. Oh, it just, I mean, these are human beings. I don't care if they're bad guy human beings. They're human beings. And you don't see anybody getting their day in court, that's for sure. Anyway, ISIS has captured the last Syria-controlled border crossing with Iraq. Allegedly, we're told, IS, who is either called Daesh, ISIL, or ISIS or IS seized control of the Al-Tanaf border crossing on the Syrian-Iraqi border after the regime forces withdrew, leaving the Syrian regime with no control over its border with Iraq. So says the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. And the only border between the two countries not in control of the Islamic State is one in Syria's northeast, which is held by the Kurdish militia. Now, everybody's a militia. Assad's a militia. You know, everybody's a militia except for the United States. We're good guys with white hats.
Well, but the militia here are bad guys.
Yeah. And they're bad guys here.
Yeah.
But all the militias overseas are bad guys, too.
Sure.
We label them. And so anybody we want to label is a bad guy militia, including the United States militia. That's the way they want it to be. And the slaughter now of Palmyra's citizens begins. Of course, now they've taken over part of Iraq. They've taken over half of Syria, and they're still heading toward Baghdad. It's been over a year that they've been trying to make that hour trip to Baghdad. And now they say that shocking images are emerging today showing decapitated bodies strewn across blood-filled streets in Palmyra, victims of the Islamic State's unrelenting savagery as they storm the ancient city. And well, trust us, those are real pictures, they're telling you. The terror group, I don't know, they may be, very well be. And I wouldn't put it past them to do something to create that kind of fear in people. The terror group, I mean, it's not like, you know, an armed group or whatever, they're a terror group, have now seized full control of the historic settlement, putting the World Heritage Site and its priceless 2,000-year-old artifacts at risk of destruction. Does anybody really believe they're going to be at risk of destruction? I don't think so.
I don't know. You know, it's a World Heritage Site, so I'm not for world government or the UN involvement in anything, but where's the UN in this? Wouldn't they go and protect their World Heritage Site and, you know, send their peacekeeping troops over there and, you know, try to stop this? Where is
it? If that was part of their agenda, they would. They would be there. And I also think that, you know, it's crazy when they say things like this statement. The jihadis have also captured the military airbase, intelligence headquarters, and its notorious prison where hundreds of inmates have reportedly been liberated. Do you really think the United States would allow that to happen? We go in after Kona, what was that guy's name, down in, you know, Nigeria. And you really think that the United States military would let all this happen in the Middle East if it wasn't by design? I don't think so. I think they are allowing to happen what they want to happen, and it may or may not actually be happening. But the Pentagon is now sending 2,000 anti-tank weapons to Iraq. According to Hill, the Pentagon announced on Thursday they're sending these 2,000 anti-tank weapons following the rout of U.S.-backed forces in Ramadi by the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. The weapons will arrive as early as next week. They're probably right there already.
ISIL will have them in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and ISIL will then have them in 2 weeks. Good point.
Oh,
good point. Said Pentagon spokesperson Colonel Steve Warren. He's also the one that said, oops, they sure got a bunch of our tanks. Darn.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He said the U.S. also is expediting the delivery of other equipment, including ammunition and other equipment to counter ISIS's increasing reliance on vehicle-borne bombs. Within the last 30 days, the U.S. has also helped to deliver coalition donations of 22 million rounds of small arms ammunition and 12,000 mortar rounds to the Iraqi army. And this is the same Iraqi army they talked about all day yesterday, is just totally incompetent. They need, Rand Paul says, they need to tear off uniforms so they can just tear them off as they run down the street, handing over everything to them.
Overall, this just seems like a bad idea to me. Yeah, I'm just going to say that.
Well, that's your educated opinion, Josh. I mean, that's a little
based
biased.
Based on recent history of weapons falling into the bad guys' hands, I would say that sending these things over there...
I don't know.
Not
I think that's a little drastic. I don't know, Josh.
Okay. Oh, man.
Yeah, bad idea.
Stupid decision upon a stupid decision, and it just it becomes comical at one point. If people weren't dying, it would be comical.
And
but.
We guess they are. We don't know. I mean, it's just...
of course people are dying over there. I mean, it's there are... You know how much money it would cost to fake all these photos of beheadings and everything, and destruction of... Of course, people are suffering, is what the deal is, and it's just awful. And now we're sending more tools to implement suffering and destruction. Ah.
Yep.
But it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. It's Friday. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Yeah, we're keeping it light here at the Power Hour. 4-minute break. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
In the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. As we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Seed trees of green, red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is a wonderful world, and your world is your world. You know, I was talking to some people yesterday who were saying that it's literally our own bodies and lives that we can control at this point. Our own, you know, somebody also told me this. I can't remember who it was. I think it may be Phil from Florida. Stay within your own hula hoop.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, if we stay within our own hula hoop, control what you eat, control what you drink. Those are things we can control.
Right.
Control what you put in your body. Control, you know, and say, I'm going to get exercise today. I will get exercise. Yeah.
Try to control what you dwell on. You know.
Bingo. Yeah. Your thoughts. Stay in the now. Stay out of the future. Stay out of the past. Make peace with the past.
Yes.
And then stay out of it.
Yeah.
And I just hope everyone here understands, you know, kind of if you listen to Dr. Gary Null yesterday, that man is really walking what he says. I mean, he lives in the now. He has more projects going on than anyone I've ever met. He is doing more for people. He started a restaurant in New York City, which can you imagine doing that in New York City? But anyway, he started the first vegan restaurant in the 1980s in New York City.
Wow.
Can you imagine all four people that loved it?
Yeah.
And then he decided that there were so many people that liked vegan that he wanted to help them out to start their own vegan restaurant to compete with him. So he set up a kitchen there where they could all learn how to do vegan food and become their own chefs.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And now he's setting up an artist colony kind of thing for people who have a lot of talent but don't have any money to go out and start their own art business, and he wants to help them. I mean, he gives and gives and gives, and he walks the walk, but he doesn't allow the stress to get to him. I have watched him in some stressful situations. He is as calm. He is as placid, at least in the appearance. He's kind of like the duck in the water, maybe, you know? You don't see it.
The feet are just tearing it up underneath.
Yeah, tearing it up is right. And it is really amazing. So anyway, you are going to love going down to the retreat in August if you are signed up for it. If you can't, there'll be some more. Don't worry about it. I don't want people to think it's going to be like not a chance to go. But my life was changed. I don't know what has happened.
Are you going again?
I went there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The first week in August. Yeah.
Sweet.
2 through the 8th. I'll be gone.
Yeah.
You'll be on your own here.
Oh, okay.
So get ready. Anyway, I am glad that you're joining us today, caring about your world. We're talking about news that may or may not be news. I don't know. I don't know if this ISIS thing is real. I don't know if the slaughter in Palmyra is real. But we are told, though, that ISIS does control a big portion of Iraq and half of Syria. Now, that's pretty darn good, if you ask me. Something the United States hasn't been able to do.
Right.
China offers to build the first high-speed rail link to Russia. The Jilin province in China has offered to build this railway to Vladivostok, to Russia's far east region of the Primorsky Krai. It would be the first cross-border high-speed rail link between the two countries and Russia's major Pacific port. Beijing has already agreed to invest about $6
billion
in the construction of Russia's first high-speed railroad between Moscow and Kazan, which is to be extended into China. The railway will become part of the Grand Silk Road Project, a Chinese economic corridor with Russia and Mongolia.
Wow.
Well, you go, guys. And Israel says they're going to punish the poor. Times of Israel reported on a decision that citizens had no say in whatsoever. When United Torah Judaism inked its coalition agreement with the Likud party on April 29th, party members triumphantly hailed the reversal of a slew of legislative measures implemented by the arch nemesis Yair Lapid, including an increase in monthly child allowances. But it came with one caveat. Under the terms of the coalition deal, which appointed party member Yaakov Litzman, deputy health minister, the national insurance law will be amended such that child allowances will not be given in cases where a parent refuses to vaccinate their child.
I have mixed feelings about this. I mean, I don't receive allowances from the government for my children. You know what I mean?
Well, no. I mean, but it's not your children, is it's not this country. But still, the idea that they would discriminate, though.
Right. Well, Australia says the same thing, you know. I don't know. It's like it's here. They're going to try to say your children can't go to public school if mm-hmm. They're not fully vaccinated. Okay, fine. I don't want my children to go to public school.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Well, it just shows the whole point
it's
of the story to me is how badly they want vaccines.
Absolutely. Yes.
And we'll continue with this discussion after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce
and Josh.
We'll be right back.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. You're absolutely right. We can survive. And not with the help of our government. That appears to be they're working against us. And that's a sad part. So we got to take care of ourselves. George Soros, it appears now. Military spending is on the rise in China. And thinking that the U.S. is on the brink of World War III with China, George Soros is kind of, is muddying the waters on this. Military spending is on the rise. There is an effort to transition to a domestic demand-led economy from exports, Soros said at a Bretton Woods conference on the World Bank. If that move falters, he said, there is a likelihood that China's leaders would promote an external conflict, possibly with a U.S. ally, to keep the country together and hold on to power. If they're, I mean, everybody, it seems like, is trying to create a war and saying, well, if this is going to happen, then this is going to happen, and we're going to have a war. It's going to happen. If there is a conflict between China and a military ally of the United States, like Japan, then it is not an exaggeration to say that we are on the threshold of a third world war. Everybody is like jumping on the third world war bandwagon. It just amazes me. I know. He called on the United States to make a major concession and allow China's currency to join the International Monetary Fund's basket of currencies.
I think that's probably his agenda in
talking.
Bingo. Yeah.
You're he's so right.
Positioned to gain immensely, I'm sure, from that happening.
Yep, that's his job, to promote China becoming a member of the IMF. And this would make the yuan a potential rival to the dollar as a global reserve currency. And in return, China would have to make similar major concessions to reform its economy, such as accepting the rule of law. Yeah.
Who's
right?
George?
Yeah.
Yours?
I know. And, you know, and then let's go back to the islands there that are at dispute in the South China Sea. You know, they are, they say, thousands of miles or miles and miles off of the coast of China. Well, they're still off the coast of China.
Yeah.
And the United States says, well, they're in international waters, so therefore we have a right to have those resources also. So even though China has now built up those islands and made them into a military base, the United States, after they've built it up, made it into a military base, says, oh, we want a share of that. And now they're flying their planes over there, and now they're trying to...
Getting warned by China.
Yeah, eight times in one day.
Wow.
What are they thinking? You know,
just because it's in international waters doesn't mean the U.S. owns it.
Right.
Know?
Has anybody heard about, like, Marshall Islands? Any of the other islands out there? The United States says, that's ours, and so it becomes ours. Well, anyway, it's just all to create this major story of gotta go to war. I don't know if they think that's going to generate weapon sales or generate fear or I don't know what they're looking for.
It's a little nerve-wracking, I gotta say.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to war with China, personally.
And they mentioned the D word yesterday, draft.
Really?
And said, well, it seems that Americans, like those in Iowa, are starting to talk about the draft. What? I don't know. Maybe you that live in Iowa, are you starting to talk about the draft and you haven't told us? I mean, but they make it look like middle America wants the draft.
Yeah, right.
Nobody wants the draft.
No.
Nobody.
That.
I mean, except for the people that are too old for it and will keep their kids out of it.
Right.
They're the only ones that want it. Anyway, six Baltimore police officers have been indicted on the death of Freddie Gray. I don't know if you'd heard about this in major news. The Baltimore State's attorney, Marilyn Mosby, said at the news conference that all of her charges basically are sticking. They are changing them a little bit, and they're removing the one about how they were arrested or were they arrested without due cause. But anyway, the guy who drove the van apparently is going to be facing the most charges. Second-degree depraved heart murder. Second-degree depraved heart murder.
What does that mean?
That means that your heart was so cold that you didn't care and
really?
You let the guy die. Yes.
Really? Wow.
It's called...
I've never heard of that.
No. Well, there's four things that you haven't heard about. But anyway.
Well, I learned something new. It's awesome.
It's called second-degree depraved heart murder. And then they found him guilty of involuntary manslaughter and assault, among other counts. Porter, Rice, and White... each face involuntary manslaughter and other charges. Nero and Miller face charges that include second-degree assault misdemeanors. The officers are going to be arraigned on July 2nd, which could in circuit court, which could mean making their first public appearances before a judge would be July 2nd. So it's going to be in circuit court now, and they don't know if there's going to be a change of venue or not on the case, but obviously it's keeping the people in Baltimore, the black people, and I will say, happy that these people are going to be tried. I mean, can you imagine what would have happened yesterday if they said, well, we don't see anything wrong, let him go. Ooh, I don't even want to think what would have happened, yeah. State police must turn over Lanza's papers. Connecticut Council on Freedom of Information says that the state police must make available to the public personal documents seized from Adam Lanza's house during the course of the investigation into the 2012 killings of 20 children and 6 adults at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Now, does it make you wonder if they've had time to go and fabricate and create these documents?
What, they've had 3 years or so?
Yeah. Anyway, the ruling came as a result of a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, from the Courant seeking documents, copies of documents mentioned in the state police report into the massacre, but never made available to the public. The Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, which oversees the state's police force, don't you love that? The Department of Emergency Service and Public Protection, which oversees the state's police force, no public mentioned there,
right.
No public protected, has blocked the Courant's efforts to obtain those documents since January of 2014. I wonder why. Yes, we need to get Mr. Halbig back on the program to talk about this. This is the latest event, has, I think, some merit that we need to talk about. As of late Wednesday afternoon, the Courant, that's the newspaper there, had not received the requested documents. The state has 30 days to appeal. Don't you wish we had the rights of a state agency? Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice.
Yeah. Homeland Security is paying police to set up DUI checkpoints. What the heck business is it of fighting terrorists, take out the drunks?
It's funny that if you read through this, it's saying that, drunk driving is down, all-time low,
mm-hmm.
right? But they're still drawing your blood like vampires without mm-hmm. a warrant.
Oh. And getting your DNA sequences.
Unbelievable.
Yep. And they've got a little bit of blood there if they ever need to convict you of something.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, blood was found at the scene of Josh Luttrell there, where he was, it's really, really scary what's going on. It's very scary. And I think that there is a situation that possibly could, the NHTSA, that's the National Highway Transportation Safety Agency, yeah, you bet, used forcibly collected oral fluid or blood samples from 11,100 drivers at 60 locations across the country.
Wow. Without a warrant, give us your blood.
Or we'll pay you.
Give us your blood. I'm a cop. I want your blood.
That or your urine.
My mind.
Yeah, and also remember, urine's been taken too.
Right.
Where they forcibly catheterized someone.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out of town at a big city, and I heard an announcement on the air. It's like, oh, this weekend, guess what? No refusal blood draws if you get pulled over. It's like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you can't refuse.
My goodness.
So,
wow. Homeland.
Or you lose your license or something like that. It's like, I would go to jail. I'm sorry. You're not going to. How do I know that needle's clean and you've been trained properly? And it just blows me away.
Trust me. I saw this done on TV. I can do it.
No.
I saw a YouTube. We watched a YouTube on how to draw blood. Memorial Day is a hoax, Paul Craig Roberts says. Isn't it amazing how they want us to think that Memorial Day is for remembering the veterans. Meanwhile, they're kicking them out of the VAs as fast as they can, not allowing them to be seen. They're committing suicide. They're getting malpractice treatment. And yet we're supposed to believe that on Memorial Day, everybody go to the cemeteries and honor a veteran. Memorial Day commemorates allegedly soldiers killed in war. And do you also notice that we never commemorate or remember living soldiers?
Right. Yeah.
That didn't work. We got to wait till they're dead and gone, and then we'll say some nice words over them.
Well, the living ones you have to ignore, and they can call 911 and then try to get help at a hospital. Remember that story, was it last week or whatever? The guy was at the hospital. He couldn't make it from the car. And they said, well, call 911.
Yeah.
That's what we do to living veterans.
That's exactly right. Think about that. Every time you hear the term Memorial Day, think about this poor guy with a broken foot at the VA hospital calling the emergency room out from outside and saying, I got a broken foot. I can't make it in there. Can I have a wheelchair? And they said, your problem. Too bad, so sad, call 911. Just makes me sick. Anyway, he says that Memorial Day commemorates allegedly soldiers killed in war. We are told that the war dead died for us and our freedom. Now, when are we going to realize that is a total lie?
This is an excellent article, by the way.
It is.
It really is. Yeah. It's at paulcraigroberts.org. I would suggest you guys reading it if you want to know what it's about.
And it's at thepowerhour.com, too.
Yes.
U.S. Marine General Smedley Butler challenged the view. He said, our soldiers died for profits of the bankers, Wall Street, Standard Oil, and United Fruit Company. And I ordered his book, War is a Racket.
Right.
I ordered the whole book and read it in one day. It was excellent. Excellent. You can get it on Amazon. Smedley Butler. I think it was written in 1933. Yeah. Around that time. Check it out. Anyway, NSA hijacked app stores to hack phones.
Wow.
Are we not tired of hearing all of these stories about how we're being used and we're being abused, and we sit there and go, oh, well, I have nothing to hide? Anyway, National Security Agency planned to infiltrate Google and Samsung app stores to plant spying software on smartphones, according to new documents published from files that were leaked by Snowden. The Intercept and CBC News jointly published the documents Thursday, which outlined the snooping efforts designed by the U.S. and its Five Eyes Alliance, Canada, United Kingdom, New Zealand, and Australia. The intelligence agencies came up with the strategy as a potential way to hack smartphones. The pilot project was codenamed Irritant Horn.
Yeah. I love these names.
I think they've got too many I think they've got, you know, too many codes out there. Essentially, the agents sussed out smartphone internet traffic by browsing through its web traffic database created under the X Keyscore program. They would then track down those phones' connections to an app marketplace. Once identified, agents could hack that connection to the app store used as a delivery system to plant spyware on the device.
Yeah.
You know, like Judge Napolitano says, they've got all this massive mega data from NSA, and they couldn't find the two guys plotting the Garland, Texas event.
Right.
They couldn't find...
Even though they're announcing it on Twitter.
Yeah. They couldn't find the marathon bomber. They couldn't find all these other people, but they can find you talking to your wife or your grandmother. More people are reporting Wi-Fi is making them sick. Now, this is getting a lot of heads up. A lot of people are saying, yeah, I don't react well to Wi-Fi signals, unlike TV and radio signals strong enough to penetrate concrete walls. Many health experts consider Wi-Fi radiation to be extremely dangerous to long-term health. Based on the existing science, many public health experts believe it is possible we face an epidemic of cancers in the future resulting from uncontrolled use of cell phones, increased population exposure to Wi-Fi, and other wireless devices. How many times have you seen new cars now that are Wi-Fi?
It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Enclosed Wi-Fi.
It is everywhere. You can't get away from it.
Now, I don't know anything about the Wi-Fi in cars, but I would expect that you probably are being bombarded in there with your windows up with those Wi-Fi waves,
you know,
constantly.
If you live in an apartment, you have no choice. If someone, one of your neighbors has Wi-Fi, guess what? You're, you know, even
you
if
got
you,
Wi-Fi.
Right, exactly. You're being bombarded by these. Yeah, you know, it's just, it's, I don't know.
I was with
bad news.
Josh's, I mean, not with Rosie's son the other day, and you know how these 10-year-old kids can really do anything on it, you know, on an iPad or whatever.
Right.
And he was showing me something, and I said, "Well, do you have Wi-Fi here?" And we were, I don't remember what store we were at or something, and he went on his pad, and he says, and his tablet, and he said, guess what? We've got 11 Wi-Fi signals here.
Oh, yeah.
11?
Right, yeah.
Say goodbye to your own thoughts.
I was at a baseball game in a small town, and the fields are kind of outside of the city a little bit. City is stretching it.
Yeah.
Small town. And I just thought I'd check on my phone, you know, if I could get a signal, because I don't pay for data. I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you can use Wi-Fi and not get charged data.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, even outside the town, there was like five or six.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But imagine 11 of those bombarding your skull.
Well, I mean, you think you're out in the country and you're safe and, you know, free from some sort of, you know, toxic radiation. Well, guess what? You're still being bombarded, you know?
Yeah, you are.
Ah. Not good. You know what was interesting? I found this article somewhere else, and it was on like a mainstream news article. And you go through the comments, and the people are making fun of the lady talking about the problems that she's having. Like most of the
is that right?
Yeah, most of the comments were this. The one you were reading was from PreventDisease.com. This was from I can't remember the name. It's just like a mainstream news article.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nothing but this lady's crazy, and you know she.
I was talking to a lady the other day. Her husband's a physician, and they were trying to figure out why she's feeling so badly in the morning, so she doesn't get any sleep, and she is like just, you know, not herself, brain fog, that kind of stuff. And so they started shutting off the Wi-Fi at night.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
And she was feeling much better. I mean, what more evidence do we need than that?
Right.
And I don't know. I said, are you making your husband climb up that dish every day on top of your roof and shut that thing off? I don't know how they do it, though. But maybe we ought to all be doing it.
I have a little what's called a hot box type thing. And, you know, instead of having constant Wi-Fi on, turn it on when we need it, turn it off when we don't.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know?
Well, yeah, you don't have the, you know, stuff in the air, though. You've got the box.
Well, I mean, it sends out a, you know, it does send out a signal, mm-hmm. and while it's in use, and you know,
when it's in use,
I tell you what, if you're not surrounded by it constantly when it is on, if you are somewhat sensitive, then you can feel something. I gotta, and I have to say, I'm kind of probably getting used to it because when we first got that, I would really feel it.
And,
yeah, I know, it's really sad.
I know. We need to reevaluate this whole thing. Hey, NATO, by the way, is sending warships to the EU Eastern Partnership Summit. Just in case, we're going to send along a few warships to go to the meeting. The ships arriving in port on Friday, the second day of the two-day summit, including the missile cruiser USS Vicksburg, capable of firing Tomahawk cruise missiles. Just in case the guys get out of hand at the meeting, I guess. A Turkish frigate and a Dutch frigate. The press release from the U.S. Embassy in Riga announcing that the visit says the stopover is aimed at promoting peace and stability. Yeah. The more warships, the more peace.
Right.
Right. Uh-huh. The more laws, the more freedom. Right.
Peace and love bombs.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we wanted to have a little peaceful meeting. So anyway, adding that the ships will make their presence known as part of an ongoing effort by NATO to strengthen ties with its allies and regional partners.
I mean, it's newspeak, you know, not 1980.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so blatant and obvious.
That's right.
It's comical.
And George Soros, also, you know, who is a world leader, of course, you know, well, financial leader. According to Brandon Turbeville, says the U.S. color revolution machine is behind the unrest in Macedonia. With tensions heating up between the United States and Russia over a number of issues. Yeah, fill in the blank.
Of course it is, you know.
By design.
Right.
By design, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, when we come back, let's talk about the Patriot Act and the Fast Track Authority. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each...
There's so many things going on in the world. Baby's dying, mother's crying. How much more is one human life worth? And what happened to peace on earth? We believe everything that they tell us. They're gonna kill us, so we gotta kill them first. But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill. And how much is a soldier's life worth? And what happened to peace on earth?
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta kill them before they kill us first. Wow. Just think of what those words mean. And boy, are we not in the United States seeing that happen. Not of our own doing and not of our desire. I don't know anybody in this audience who wants to go kill, kill, kill. I mean, that has to be brought on people because that's not normal.
No.
For human beings to want to do that. It's just not normal. Anyway, Truth in Media is reporting that as Memorial Day weekend draws near, U.S. politicians are negotiating a number of important issues that will affect all Americans. The first of these is the extension of Section 215 of the USA Patriot Act, which has been used to justify mass surveillance programs by the National Security Agency. The other pressing matter that is being considered is the reauthorization of the Trade Promotion Authority, or Fast Track Authority, which basically means the president can do anything he wants to do, and you cannot undo it, just like executive orders cannot be undone. And I was listening to The Five, where that little cute blonde that used to be George Bush's press person said, you know, forget about undoing executive orders. It can't happen. And I was thinking to myself, holy cow, she knows that that's the reason they resort to executive orders, because you can't undo them.
Right.
Not the next administration, not the next Senate, not the next House, nothing. You can't undo it. Anyway, on Thursday, supporters of Fast Track gained the support of enough senators to advance the bill to the next stage. And in a procedural vote, 62 senators voted in favor of the bill. Now, that was 49 Republicans and 13 Democrats, with 38 voting against, 31 Democrats, 5 Republicans, 2 Independents. USA Today reported that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky wants to finish work on the bill before the Senate adjourns for the Memorial Day recess. The House is expected to take up TPA in June, and a final Senate vote could happen on Friday afternoon. Today. We're going to hear if the Patriot Act is going to be approved again. I mean, how much don't we learn?
Well, the fast track thing is interesting to me because Congress can either approve or reject trade deals presented by the president. They wouldn't have the power to make amendments. Excuse me. And what's funny is that the majority of Republicans basically gives more power to the president, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Congress less power. Mm-hmm. And the majority of the supporters of this are Republicans, and they're giving power to the
because it gives power to corporate entities. It gives corporations the power, and that's what the Republicans are supposed to stand for.
Right.
And the Democrats are supposed to stand for the people. Right. They're both involved in this, and they both want to get it through, and they're going to railroad it through the TPA and the Patriot Act. And then now, don't you wish we had the same rights as the federal government? CIA torture report will not be released to the public. This 7,000-page report on the CIA's torture practices during interrogations in the wake of 9/11 is not going to be made public. Well, what a surprise to us that they would not show their indiscretions. Anyway, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, in his 26-page decision, said the complete report compiled by the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the related Panetta Review are exempt from the dictates of FOIA.
Wow.
So much for any kind of transparency. Congress moves to eliminate labels showing consumers where meat comes from. Get ready. Mystery meat from mystery country. We'll be back after this. 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned.